If your work comes before your marriage will not work. If your children come before your marriage will not work. If anything except for Jesus comes before your marriage won't work, because the number one law, not principle, not truth, the number one law of marriage is it only works in first place. Hi, I'm Jimmy Evans, co-host of the Marriage Today podcast. Today we have a great teaching for you that I pray grows your marriage and blesses you as you seek to center your marriage on Christ. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel to be notified of every new show. God bless you. This message is called The Habits of Emotionally Healthy Couples. Now, you may have never seen a good marriage. You may have come out of a family system where you've never seen what you would consider to say or consider to be a good marriage or an emotionally healthy marriage. So everything I'm saying to you might just be news. It may be the first time that you've heard it. And for Karen and I, certainly it was. We did not know what a healthy marriage was. And so this is called The Habits of Emotionally Healthy Marriage, because habits, disciplines, and traditions are everything in marriage. Your habits will predict your future. What you do on a regular basis is the most important thing in your marriage. It's not what you do every now and then. It's what you do regularly that's going to predict your future. And so the word habit, the definition of the word habit, is an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. And when it says acquired there, it means at some point you begin. At some point, you may not have had this habit forever. And by the way, research proves that it takes about 60 days, about 2 months from the time you begin to do something new until the wiring in your brain changes until it becomes a habit, an acquired behavior. And so almost involuntary. So when Karen and I get up in the mornings today, 43 years later, after we get married, we're old married people. We're kind of on just autopilot, you know. And there's just things that we do. And thankfully, they're good things that keep our marriage strong, that we're strong personally. But when we first got married, we had horrible habits that we got into that almost ended our marriage. So I want to talk to you about good habits in marriage. Let me say this. No marriage that is good because of chemistry or because you married your soulmate or because of good luck. That doesn't exist. All marriage requires work. You have to work at marriage for it to work. In Genesis 2:24, God gave us the four foundational laws of marriage. The first law is, God says, for this cause, a man will leave his father and his mother. It's the law of priority. Marriage only works in first place. If your work comes before your marriage will not work. If your children come before your marriage will not work. If anything except for Jesus comes before your marriage won't work, because the number one law, not principle, not truth, the number one law of marriage is it only works in first place. The second law of marriage, it says a man will cleave, he'll leave his father and mother and cleave into his wife. The word cleave there is not a familiar word to us in the English language. And so it's very difficult for us to comprehend it. But in the Hebrew language, it's the word dabak. It says a man will cleave into his wife. The word cleave means to pursue with all your energy. It means you work at it. And by the way, the reason that we know that God didn't say that just to Adam and Eve is they didn't have a mother. It says, for this cause a man will leave his mother and his father. God was speaking this to all people who would ever be married, and he was saying, marriage is only going to work now if it's first in your life and if you're willing to work at it, because marriage is work. You're going to have to pursue your spouse with energy. And so this requires work. And so I want to talk about the four habits of emotionally healthy couples. Now, for some of you that are watching this, listening to this right now, you're saying, after I get through with this message, you'll say, yeah, we do one of those or we do two of those. That's right. The ones that you're not doing, you're going to have to work at implementing this into your marriage. It's not going to happen automatically. But once you've worked at it for a month or two, it'll just become the default setting. And now you'll replace bad habits with good habits. For some of you, you don't do any of this stuff. But again, you can change a bad marriage simply by changing the habit patterns in your marriage. And the wonderful thing is, it doesn't take a long time. In a matter of days or weeks, you can have a new marriage simply by changing the patterns, the disciplines and traditions in your marriage so that you have and maintain a healthy marriage for the rest of your lives. So let me talk about the four habits of emotionally healthy couples. Number one is praying together and trusting God. Now, this is one that came very difficult for us as a couple, but it's the most important thing. If I had one thing to say to couples that would make your marriage good and keep it good, it's praying together and trusting God. Two promises that were given in Scripture, many more than that, but we're gonna look at two promises that are given to couples. One is Matthew 18, where I ask you to turn there, verse 18. Assuredly, I say to you. Now, when Jesus begins a statement by saying, assuredly, I say to you, what he's saying is this is a guaranteed statement. You take it to the bank. Whatever you bind, the word bind means disallow. You don't allow it. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. If you don't allow it, I won't allow it. Okay, I'm gonna come in agreement with you. Whatever you loose on earth, the word loose means allow. Whatever you allow, on earth will be loosed in heaven. He says, I'm giving you the authority to bind and loose. Verse 19, again, he's re-emphasizing the point that he just made, but he's putting a phenomenal promise on it. I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So Jesus comes. Now listen to me. In Luke 10, Jesus said, I give you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Anybody excited that we have absolute authority over Satan and every demon in hell? Anybody excited about that? It's worth zero value if you don't use it. It only works if you use it. Even though it's true, it's been imputed to us, it is imparted by faith. So we have total authority over Satan. So Jesus, again, is emphasizing this here, and he says, I'm telling you right now, take this to the bank. If you bind it, I'll honor that. If something is going wrong and you bind it, if Satan is attacking you in your home and you bind it, I'll honor that. But if you allow it, I'll honor that too. And so obviously what God wants us to do is bind the bad things and loose the good things. That's what he wants us to do, okay. So he says, I'm telling you, if you bind it, I'll honor that. If you loose it, I'll honor that. Let me say this one more time, Jesus says. If two of you on earth would come into agreement and touch, and all that word touch means is you would align your faith towards something that needs to happen. If two of you would come together and align your faith towards something that wants to happen, my Father will do it in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, that means to accomplish my purposes, I'm there in your midst. I want to say something very, very clearly here. Okay, now, when Jesus says, if two of you would agree, that is the Greek word symphoneo, where we get our word symphony. Symphony means a lot of instruments that tune themselves to the same frequency, and it makes beautiful music. And Jesus says, if two of you, a husband and a wife, if two of you will synchronize your faith in agreement towards something, my Father will do it. Now, I want you to listen to me. God makes promises for two of us that he doesn't make for one person by themselves. You say, why? Because God doesn't want us by ourselves. He wants us to come together as couples, come together as families. The more we join our faith with other people, the more miracles God does. The devil's the one who wants us by ourselves. The wolf always goes for the stray sheep. The devil wants us isolated, off by ourselves, because that's where he can discourage us and just beat us to death. But if two of you would agree, symphonize together in faith, I'll do it. For where two or three are gathered together for my purposes, I'm right there in the midst of you. So every married couple can claim this right here. Now I want you to listen. I was in a meeting this week and I heard a statement that I've never heard before that I agree with. Now I wanna share it with you. I was in a meeting this week and we were actually talking about Bible translation, worldwide Bible translation. And one of the people that was present in this meeting said, the devil attacks at the point of unity. He kind of said it in passing. And I said, wait, what did you just say? Because he was talking about their experience, because they're translating Bibles into languages all over the world. And he said, no, the devil attacks at the point of unity. And when he said that, I just thought, I totally agree. For example, in Genesis 2, God made Adam and Eve one. They too should become one. The word one means perfect unity. In Genesis 3, Satan attacked. And Adam and Eve became divided. Adam rejected Eve. They were separated, hiding behind fig leaves. Every time you see unity in the Bible, the devil will attack it. Listen to me. The devil attacks at the point of unity, but unity is how we overcome him.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
The unity of a husband and wife joining together in prayer, that's how you overcome the devil. Where two on earth come together, symphonize, and you agree together, you don't let the devil divide you. You don't let the devil attack you. You don't let the devil separate you. You come together as in agreement, and you'll win every time. He attacks at the point of unity, but unity is how we overcome him. And by the way, you know where God has been working because there's unity there. You know where the devil's been working because there's division there. Amen. Unity is the mark, is the unique mark of the Holy Spirit. So Philippians 4. So one promise is Matthew 18. Let's look at another promise, phenomenal promise. Emotional health is promised in Philippians 4 to people who pray. Okay, Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Okay, so when you don't pray, you worry. If you're not a person of prayer, you're a worrier. Anxiety is another way to say it. Stress is another way to say it. Number one marriage killer on earth is stress. God didn't design us to operate with stress. Stress is the number one reason for physical illness in America. Number one reason for doctor's office visits is stress. Number one reason for prescribed medications in America is stress. It is a marriage killer, and it depletes us emotionally. The more you're under stress, the more it wears you out emotionally. Remember what I said, that love is an emotional commodity. So we need emotional health to love each other with, but stress robs us of the emotional energy to love each other, and it wears us out, and inevitably, we're going to start fighting. So here's what this says. Be anxious for nothing. Listen to me, listen to what I'm about to say. Anxiety is a choice, not a condition. You say, I'm a nervous person. No, you're not. You choose nervousness. So I've always been a nervous person. You chose it. Whether you realize it or not. Anxiety, stress, nervousness, the Bible would never command us to do something we couldn't do. And this says, be anxious for nothing. Can I give you some good news? You can live your life anxious for nothing. You can live your life without worry and without, the Bible would never, ever command us to do something we couldn't do. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So here's the issue. So this is an ethic in our marriage. The ethic in our marriage is we're not gonna worry, we're gonna pray. And some people say, well, I don't know what to pray for. What are you worried about? I know you're worried about something. You're worried about money, you're worried about kids, you're worried about your health, you're worried about your parents, you're worried about your job, you're worried about this. That's your prayer list. When you're worrying, you're telling yourself you need to be praying because you're anxious because you're not praying. And so don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication. Supplication just means fasting, Bible reading, agreeing with other people in prayer, adding to what you're praying for. With prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. What does that mean? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It means I'm not praying, lobbing up a prayer, worrying about whether God's gonna answer it or not. When I'm praying, I'm saying, God, I thank you that you're hearing my prayer. I thank you that you're a Father in heaven, that you love me and you care about me. And I thank you that you're going to answer this prayer just as surely as we pray it. With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, with faith, with a declaration of faith, let your request be made known to God, and the peace that passes all comprehension. What does that mean? You shouldn't be this peaceful. The average person in your circumstances would never be experiencing this kind of peace. It means you're either very godly or very stupid. You're either a very godly person walking in the supernatural peace of God, or you're not smart enough to be worried. The peace that passes comprehension will guard your mind and your heart, your intellect, and this is emotional health. Don't be anxious for anything. Don't let the devil worry you. Don't be worried about circumstances. You have a friend in heaven. With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace. This is the promise. The peace of God, the unique supernatural peace of God that passes all comprehension, will guard. The word guard there is the Greek word phrureo. It means a military guard that is stationed to keep the enemy out. The demon spirits of fear and anxiety, the demon spirits of division and assault on your marriage that come after you to worry you and to cause anxiety and fear. And there are demons, and they are real, and they want to ruin our marriages. They want to drive us crazy. They want to wear us out emotionally. And when we're walking in anxiety and fear and worry and all of that, we're laying this promise on the table. And it dramatically affects our emotional health.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.